This is Ian Plessard at Loop Meadow Didcot Town. I'm here with Guildford City manager Kevin Rayner. After the 3-2 defeat at Didcot Town, what you were saying to me just now, first half kind of beat us, didn't it?
Yeah, it was awful first half. The wind and that was strong, but after conceding a really sloppy goal early, I mean, everything about the first minute was ridiculous, and we struggled to get a game. We got ourselves back in it 1-1 and could have just seen it out to the half-time. You know, because the wind was so strong, we'd have had a good chance second half, but then we conceded two ridiculous goals, two really poor efforts, which is a bit unlike us. You know, we've been playing quite well the last three or four games, and it was awful to go in 3-1 down, which makes it hard. So, you know, we always felt if we could have gone in just the one behind, we'd have had a good chance. It's going to be hard with the two behind, but really until the last 15 minutes we didn't really have enough tempo and passion and everything to get back in the game. But we got ourselves back in it with about 7 or 8 minutes to go, and we had two great chances, but there you go, we didn't take them. So
it was very close to getting that equaliser, and I thought the second half, even before that last 15 minutes, we seemed to be controlling and defending a lot better than we were in the first half.
Yeah, I think the weather made a big difference, and you know, it's more comfy second half, and we just need that little break. We got it fairly late. If we'd got maybe 10 minutes earlier, we could have got something out of the game. But we had, we worked hard the last sort of 15 minutes, and we should have. You know, Ronnie Nuno had an absolute fantastic chance, and keeper had actually gone down as well before he'd, you know, he could have just slotted that bottom corner. But I think he decided he was trying to pass to somebody else, and that was it. So
with the first minute, I mean, it must be very frustrating to give everyone the team talk, and then within, I think it was 60 seconds, 50 seconds, and 1-0.
Yeah, and it was exactly what we spoke about, just clear your lines and keep a good shape and concentrate. And we didn't clear a ball which was just prodded back into their midfield. They put it wide and we didn't pick the runner up. I mean, the guy headed it, no one picked him up, and Paulie made a bit of a, I think he may have done better with it, though he's admitted that. But you know, just the same old start, similar to the Fleet start, to be honest. But we got back in it 1-1, and he's having a good little spell then, but unfortunately concentration, another poor goal giveaway. So you know, what can you do?
Bit of a quieter week this week, only two games, not three. Taunton away on Tuesday, it's a long away game in midweek.
Yeah, I think in hindsight it's disappointing, the third game at Magnetsfield in the week. I think we'd have won that if we'd have had a bit more breathing space before the game and players, and that's hurt us Wednesday and today. So you know, the good work that we've done sort of hurt us a little bit with players. I mean, we've still got a few injured today, and unfortunately we could have probably done with one or two of those today as well. But it's a shame, because the two games that have just passed us by definitely look both winnable, and I'm sure if we'd have had the full complement, we'd probably be sitting here now with another 6 points. But we haven't, and we've got to get on with it Tuesday night. So
yeah, I think it's a series of away games coming up, just got to try and get as many points as we can, really.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all of the games coming up, as I said before, all of the away games now, we can compete and get something. I mean, we've won at Fleet, we're unlucky not to get something today. We've got Taunton to come, and Cinderford, you know, due respect to them, they're not playing for anything. And we've got to fight for our lives and see what we can do.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, Kev. Thank you.
No problem. Cheers.